Yeah, it got. Never mind.
Welcome back. Pew! Right in the middle of it. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. It's funny. What I don't know what it is about when we start to record, things happen. And like literally, I'm about to hit record and Auburn gets another football commit.
And the dogs downstairs are going absolutely bananas. I hope people can't hear that right now.
I can't hear any dogs downstairs.
Okay.
But and what's funny is that's not even what I was like, but all the way what we're going to talk about.
No, we were going to, I mean, we've been, the whole reason we waited, if those of you are curious, we'll give you a little peek behind the curtain there, the wizard there, the Wizard of Oz. And Kyle and I usually record like in the mornings and it comes out in the afternoons. And Kyle's like, hey, let's wait. Let's watch golf today. Let's see how golf does. And then we'll discuss some golf and we'll talk Jackson Corbin and we'll talk about, you know, some recruiting and some possible guys that may announce later on this evening. And I was like, okay, cool. And then as soon as we get on, all of a sudden all this news starts dropping. And I was like, well, there you go.
Aiden Wiggins, three-star defensive back from North Carolina or South Carolina, Burns High School. You know, fun fact, you know who's from Burns High School?
Oh, boy.
In North Carolina.
Making this up?
No.
Okay, who is it?
Dang it, his name just left me. He was the Lattimore, Marcus Lattimore. Remember
Marcus Lattimore?
We thought we were going to get him and Lake Seastrunk and Michael Dyer.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's where he's from.
That's one same of the high misses. I forgot that Lattimore went there. That guy was a stud too in college.
Yeah, he was, man. It's unfortunate what happened to him.
Yeah. I mean, that guy was, he was like one of the, he was, even though he played for an opposing team, he was like fun to watch.
Yeah, dude, because he ran the ball like 50 times a game.
Like you didn't hate the guy. Plus, he was a nice guy. You know what I mean?
Like yeah, he's quiet. He wasn't showboating. Like he was just, yeah. Man, he just throw the ball back to the referee and
yeah,
get back so, after it.
I mean, it was one of those deals where it's like, I hate South Carolina, but I really like that guy.
Anyway, Aiden Wiggins commits. He makes Auburn's, 12th commitment?
Is this early? He wasn't supposed to commit this early, was he?
Don't mean July 3rd, but I guess he's bumped it up. Which I get it, too, because I'm sure the staff is like, nah, look, like you need to go ahead and jump in. We got a lot of momentum right now. You might want to go ahead and jump and make sure you got a spot.
Yeah. I totally get that. I mean, that's a good sell. That's that whole, again, Kyle, the success begets success. I mean, it's one of those deals where, like you said, they probably sold it that way and said, you know, you want your spot. We got a bunch more planned here the next few days. And so Wiggins just decided to move it up. Good for Auburn. Again, another war dam with another eagle out there by it. Have not seen that on Twitter yet. I haven't got the notification, but I'm sure I will before it's all said and done with.
No, he's already done that one. So I think Aiden was part of the, he was part of the eagle tirade.
Oh, okay.
The eagle rampage. So that's good. I had no idea that he would do that, and I don't have anything prepared to say about him other than DJ really likes 6'1" corners. I mean, him and Nash Johnson are like clones. They're like the same guy.
Well, I mean, and that's, you know, the quote-unquote the copycat league. I mean, those are the ones that the pros are liking now too. They want those corners. They don't, you know, they'll take the 5'9", 5'10", but, man, if you can get 1'6", 1", you know, dating back to – the Legion of Boom that was out there in, you know, in Seattle years ago when you had those guys on the corner and you had Chancellor Patrol in the middle. And every one of them were like 6'6" plus. I mean, that's something that I think that's every defensive coordinator's dream is to put basically skinny defensive ends out there at corner with speed and then just cover up these receivers. Especially, Kyle, we've talked about it, the freaking receivers that college is producing now. I mean, they're all 6'3" and above. So need a guy that's 6'. You need somebody that's close to their height. I mean, it's not a great matchup with a 5'9" guy out there on a, you know, on a 6'3" wide receiver. I mean, that's how many times did we say, and I know people don't like bringing this name up, you know, Cam Coleman's down there somewhere. Just throw the dang thing up. I mean, he's going against 5'9", 5'10" corners. Just throw it up. Let him go from there. So
good stuff.
Good news.
May not be the only commit today.
So, no, there's there's an announcement. I mean, the show.
You know what? Let's just talk about recruiting. Let's just talk about recruiting for a second, and then we'll switch to golf. You got another big announcement tonight. It won't be long after this show goes live.
Is it 6 Eastern or 7 Eastern?
6 Eastern. No, 6 Central. 6 Central.
So 7 Eastern. Okay.
Correct. You got Isaac McNeil, who we were confident, then we weren't confident, then we were confident again, then we were like, I don't know, and now we're confident again, I think.
But we're confident again. Okay.
Yeah, I think we're confident again.
I was going to say, where are we right now? Like, as we speak, where are we right now?
I think as we speak, confident.
Okay.
So that's good stuff. Yeah, and he's obviously the big linebacker. I think last time I checked, number 103 in the country. And, yeah, so you could have another commitment. You could have 14 by the end of the day, and it does feel like it's going in that direction. So, man, we are having a barrage of activity.
I think you may have been correct. At this pace, you know, I said 18 to 22. You said more like 20. So I said, okay, do we need to move it to 20 to 24? You said not yet. But it looks like that 20 is going to be like that watermark, man. I mean, if we get to 14 now, I mean, by the time it's all said and done with, I mean, you're probably looking at 20, 21, 22 if things fall into place.
Yeah, 20 feels like a good number. That's what it could be. And my dad said this, and you know my dad, so that's why it's funny. He's like, let me tell you what, best things ever happened was Auburn didn't get Will Mensel, didn't get that quarterback. He said that's the best things happened to Auburn. In other words, that freed up a lot of the budget, that freed up a lot of resources, and then you've been able to go like reshape the roster, like reshape some rooms, do what you got to do with guys that are bought into your culture and everything. So I think old Charlie's got a point. I got the original Charlie's got a point.
I think you just need to text Charlie back and you need to tell him, say, Ben said, I tell you what, be glad we didn't get Sorsby.
That'd have been a disaster.
If you think Mensel would have been a disaster, try signing Sorsby and dealing with that problem right now. So that's the one that I'm glad we didn't get. No, it's great movement. I know I tongue in cheek, I make fun of that Sorsby situation probably more than I should. But this is a kudos to the staff. I'm shocked that DJ Durkin pulled something like this. No. I mean, every kid that meets him wants to play for him and wants to play defense for him. So I'm kind of hoping that they keep him rolling, man. They keep bringing him in because contrary to what everybody says, well, you got to do this with the portal. You got to do this with the portal. You got to do this with the portal. Kyle and I have talked about it. High school recruiting is still a big thing, man. You still got to have them on
campus. Can we talk about this for a second? We're not going to go. I'm not talking about going to break. I want to elaborate on something you're saying because – it feels like Auburn fans, and not all, but I had an interaction today on the comments on a post. There's this narrative or this mindset that like Auburn has two things have happened. Number one, a bunch of Auburns don't get excited over commits because Auburn always has guys flip up to go places. And then you don't worry about high school recruiting because they always leave. And when you really actually go back and look at it, two things are true. Number one, not very many kids that commit to Auburn flip and go elsewhere. That's number one. Now, and that happened. That was even during Hugh Freeze when you didn't even have results to back it up. Like you just didn't. Doesn't happen very often.
No, they take the one small one. Or I shouldn't say small, but. They take the one, like the one that sticks out in my mind that every Auburn fan got burned on was T.J. Yeldon.
That was 100 years ago.
I know, but they always bring that up. And when they bring it up, I'm like, okay, one flipped in that class. Like, what do you expect? Like, it's not like in that class, was that Malzahn or Tubbs? I think it was Tubbs, wasn't it? No, it was Malzahn.
No, that was Chizik.
Yeah, so it was Chizik. So
long time ago.
It was a long time ago, but it was, you know, that's one of those things where I was like, so one guy, and granted, he was a big guy, a guy's playing in the NFL. I get it. He was a great player. He's a great player at Alabama, but it's not like it got to be signing day or it got time to put your name on the dotted line and 15 guys decided to go elsewhere. I mean, it just, you take one in a class. And if,
yeah, percentage wise,
there's can't be more than three guys that flip.
I wouldn't even say that. I mean, yeah. And how many of those are mutual parting of ways? Okay. Mm-hmm. And like you found a better prospect. Like, for example, I just, the top guys that commit, it's okay to get excited about them. There's probably a 90%+ chance that that guy's going to end up at Auburn. But this is what's funny, Ben. The guy was like, you can't get excited until they sign. And I was like, well, I mean, technically, if we're playing that game, you can't get excited even if they sign. You can't get excited until they move in and start classes in January.
Yeah.
So if we're trying to be cool, like don't get excited over a commitment, then we can't get excited over a signing either. We got to wait until they get here on class because that's the only chance that they can't 100% go anywhere. And then the portal thing, up until the coaching change recently, Auburn didn't really lose a lot to the portal.
No.
I mean, Bo Nix is the biggest one, but that was an anomaly. I mean, you were going from Harsin's year one into dead man walking year two, and they couldn't even hire an offensive coordinator. Like, they just promoted a guy from within. Other than that, like, when you're talking about from, like, just regular in the heart of a coach's run at a school, Braden Joyner is probably the top one. I know we lost Cam. That was during the coaching change. Like, that stuff happens. But as far as, like, when a guy's here and he's, like, just starting off, like, Auburn doesn't really – we don't really experience that very much.
No.
So, no, I don't understand why you got a pee-pee in the Cheerios whenever there's something that you can legitimately – celebrate. Like, you can be happy that this guy Aiden Wiggins just committed. He's probably unless Auburn, you know, gets a better deal somewhere else and they have to readjust, he's probably going to be an Auburn Tiger. If Isaac McNeil commits tonight, he's probably going to be an Auburn Tiger. There's a better, much better, exponentially better odds that they're going to be Auburn Tigers than they're not.
There's also a good reason that if you're scared of that, listener that's out there and arguing with Kyle on social media or some sort of post or whether it be a message boards or whatever. That's another reason that it's good to get the numbers up. That's one of the reasons I got excited when Kyle told me no, you know, because I was thinking 15 to 17 signees. Kyle's throwing out the number 20. The reason I like the number 20 or above 20 is because let's say you do lose one. Let's say one gets paid more. Let's say one has a change of heart and wants to stay close to home. Let's say one's grandmother falls ill and they decide they want to live close to home because of that. And somebody's willing to throw a bag of money at them to make them do that and keep them at home. That kind of stuff's going to happen. But because, Kyle, people are going to pull receipts. Because I've told you before, I don't get overly excited about recruiting. I like to wait till they get on campus and they get in uniform. I'm one of those guys. However, I still get pleasure in hearing the commits and hearing about people that want to come to Auburn. But I'm
not. Don't tell me to wait, Ben. You wait. Don't you tell me to wait.
I wait. And so, what?
You don't go out of your way to say, hey, everybody, wait, hold the phone. No. Don't get excited. I don't know if you know this, but they have to sign before we can celebrate. Because I've heard that before. And no, I think that that's relevant. Now. I got news for you, big guy. You can sign. And I even said this. Okay, well, if we're doing that, like I said, then sign, then enroll in December, and then go to portal in January. So then if that's the case, let's don't celebrate until we're out by the dorm. We're checking them in on moving day. How about that? that's not the first moving day, the second moving day in January when they move in. That's what we'll do.
That doesn't matter either because then Pete Golding's going to text them while they're in class and have them come over there to see him.
Well, I feel more confident. I feel more confident that they're going to be here if we can get them moved in like January the 7th, by January the 7th.
Yeah.
That's the cutoff date. Then we can celebrate. How stupid is that?
So, celebrate the wins. Enjoy the commits. I mean, when these guys are doing, there's something to be excited about because
– yes.
My issue is what you just said a while ago. My issue is with the ones that they act like Auburn loses a plethora of players every year to
just simply don't
to decommitments or to commitments to another school where they flip or, you know, something of that nature. And even when Auburn, you know, even when you remember the hashtag, I think you started the Mary Flipmas or whatever, whenever Auburn was flipping some people.
I don't think I started it, but
they weren't flipping from all from one school. That's the thing. And so if anybody does flip from Auburn, maybe one, maybe two, three max. And so, and that's still, you know, that's not what there's a perception out there that 50% of the team is not going to be signing and not enrolling. And that's just not fact. That's just not true. And it's the same thing with the transfer portal. When they say, oh, let's see who all enters the portal. Okay. Let's see who all impactful enters the portal. And I'll put a caveat on it. You can't count the same numbers during a coaching change that you do during a non-coaching change.
Completely agree. That's unfair. That's not reality. That's the exception, not the rule.
And that's the same way. Listen, Kyle, you and I have talked about this. I've been involved with various communications and radio companies that have been taken over by different people. And when they take over, like
some clean house sometimes.
Well, they either clean house or some of the staff just picks up and leaves just because they don't want the change, which is kind of odd. It's kind of contradictory that they do that. Oh, I just can't do the change. I was like, well, you're quitting. You got to change and go somewhere else anyway. Why not make them get rid of you? Like you're changing regardless. So I
don't like change. So I'm going to change on my terms. That's right. If I got to change, I'm going to change on my terms.
I'm changing. It's my change, not their change. That's how I look at it.
So, man, let's talk about golf. Let's change subject. Let's talk about golf here in just a second. Before we do that, I'm going to give a shout out to myself, Kyle Rush, with Keller Williams. You can email
You know why? Because I love me some me. That's why.
I love me some me. Kyle Rush at KW.com. I have 4 townhomes in Opelika. They got a pool, yard care, fenced-in backyards, all included in their HOA. Extremely inexpensive to get started. Also got some really cool financing deals. Email me, ask me about those. Had somebody email me, Ben, from your radio show about that. So good stuff there. Show me some love, man. Come buy something from me. If you're moving to Auburn, I'd love to help you. And then obviously go to buyauburn.com. Speaking of, if you're a business owner, less than $1 a day, you can list your business. If you're a fan, if you're an alumni, do business with Auburn people. And if you're looking for Auburn people to do business with, start at buyauburn.dadgum.com. Let's go.
Hey, by the way, I want to clear up something that you told me before on buyauburn.com, because somebody asked me, they say, well, I didn't graduate here. I was like, you still can be a part of buyauburn.com.
Yeah, you can be a fan. All you got to do you just have to tell me you're a fan, and I'll believe
you. I was like,
I'm going to make you prove it. I'm going to make you get on a podcast, and you got to prove. Yeah, tell me your favorite
album. Kyle does have it. Yeah, he does have the Buy Auburn pod that features business. So keep that in mind. If you just absolutely hate Auburn and you sign up for buyauburn.com, you're going to be sitting through a podcast and you're going to have to fake it for a few minutes. So go to buyauburn.com. Seriously, less than $1 a day throughout the year, man. That's crazy enough to be a part of that.
We're talking about golf, man. Have you heard my tune?
Now, what is this all about? Is this your relief pitching tune? Is this when you come in for relief? From the Mets? He did the horns when he comes in for relief.
So funny story.
Okay.
Auburn does something like this when you hit a home run, like in the stands.
Yeah.
Okay. And when we do the barn cast, we're watching without volume. So we hit a home run and I attempted to do, I can do a trumpet noise pretty good with my mouth. I attempted to do the beat. And somebody captured it in this right here.
Orange and blue.
So then I took that and ran it through AI Suno. If you go to Suno, you can get some free credits and you can do some songs on there. And I said, make this beat into a full length song. That's what they came up with. We've been having a blast with this. That's 100% made from my mouth. That's what that came from. That's hilarious.
I so meant the jokes write themselves. I'm not going there with my mouth.
Let's talk golf.
Okay.
Now that we've talked that, let's talk golf. When you're listening to this, Auburn will probably have started their second match of the day. Mm-hmm. They took down Stanford, not UCLA. I understand. I made a mistake. And I said UCLA multiple times on the show this morning. In my defense, if you go look at the scoreboard right now, the team leaderboard,
yeah,
from the eight, the stroke play, Stanford is in the eight spot. I mean, I'm sorry, UCLA is in the eight spot, but apparently there was a five-team playoff, and the way it fell, Stanford ended up the eight, not UCLA. Thank God, because UCLA took down Texas today.
I know. They absolutely are on a heater right now. So it ended up being a good thing that Auburn probably didn't catch UCLA, caught Stanford. Jackson Coyman gets beat. Apparently, the announcer said that he's dealing with another illness. I was like, bro, we have got
some vitamins.
We got to get him better. I mean, you're going on three straight weeks of him being ill during tournament play. And this is the wrong time to be ill during tournament play. So
then I got a gripe.
Coach Kleinard, let's do some vitamins and Gatorade, and let's get him back out there this evening.
I got a gripe. While we got it, while we're talking about the gripe, I want you to figure out, we play Oklahoma State next.
When I came up to record, they had not finished. It was between Oklahoma State and Florida. No.
Oklahoma State beat Florida.
Well, then we play Oklahoma State.
Yeah, we play Oklahoma State.
You still have the music.
Do you want to confirm that while I'm griping?
You still have the music going in the background too, by the way.
I know, I want it. Oh, I want it. It's ambiance now. It's ambiance. So here's my gripe. Okay. First of all, thank you, Golf Channel, for some coverage. Okay. Thank you for the attempt of coverage. Now, they're limited in resources. I don't think the NCAA National Championship is a big seller, probably not a moneymaker. So you're limited on cameras, you're limited on a few things. Okay. I get it. But they have the coverage, like the big cameras start on like number nine, okay? Mm-hmm. Number eight, number nine, and then they'll kind of get it through the back nine. The problem is the number one team in the country started on the back nine, okay? So when it's closing time, you know, when it's time to put the hammer down, we're finishing the tournament on the front nine, which is our back nine. If you don't know golf, you're totally confused right now. So the picture, we started on number 10 and finished on number 9. Okay, yeah. So we're finishing on holes where there's no cameras. And the only camera they really had was just following Jackson. And that's it.
Yeah.
So we did get to see the last putt that clinched it, which was a bomb, by the way. Mm-hmm. Birdie to win that match and then win the overall match.
But it was because Jackson was done and they went to another golfer to see if they could catch the closing putt. Otherwise.
Yeah, you're probably right. But my thing is, like, at worst, the number one school in the country needs the most airtime, right? You had the top amateur in the world, not the top amateur in the tournament, the top amateur in the on planet Earth, of all the living amateurs, he's the best one. And he's probably a top 25 player in the world. Like, not even just amateur. Like, he's probably one of the better players in the world.
They placed him. He would be. He would be in the top 25.
I don't know why all of a sudden he just struggles in match play. When he's a freshman, he went 7-0 in the national championship? He went 7-0. He was like 11-1 in his freshman year from like the SEC tournament to the national championship. And then it's like now he just like can't win a match. It's crazy.
He's also got a target. Like, everybody's going to be shooting at Pitt. They're going after him. He's got a target on his back. I mean, part of it. He's dealing with illness. However, congratulations to him. He still won in the game of life because he got the Haskins Award. That was announced today. So he is – there's only – Bobby Clampett, Ben Crenshaw, Phil Mickelson are the only multiple Haskin Award winners. So he joins that elite company. And he joins his own company because he's won the Hogan twice and the Haskins twice. And there ain't a golfer in the history of golf that has won both the Hogan.
Really, that's
and
never the happened. So it's not like – so what's the fake Heisman? What's it, the Maxwell something? Yeah. It's like that Heisman light. So there's that. This is, I don't know. This it may be viewed as equal as far as this award, but there's that many people that it would be split on. Like Phil Mickelson didn't win both.
Not twice. He's done it twice. He's won the Hogan and Haskins twice, and no other player's ever done that.
Wow.
Now, with that said, golf's a little different. Because guys will leave early to go ahead and join the tour, or back in like Tiger's day, guys played like, or even like Jordan Spieth, they play their freshman year and then they head out. So who knows if they'd have stuck around, what would have taken place. But still, that's so impressive that he's done that. And hopefully his health is going to be better, at least by, you know, if they get through today, hopefully they hook him up to an IV or something tonight. So he's strong as new rope tomorrow. Going into the finals, but they still got to take down Oklahoma State, who's a defending champion, by the way, and also has the individual champion from stroke play on their team. And that's probably who we're going to see Jackson matched up with tonight. It'll probably be them going head to head. So it'll probably be a good match if you guys can jump in front of Golf Channel and you want to pull for Auburn.
So we start at 4:15. So, yep. I mean, it's going to go into, you know,
probably it'll be six o'clock before you see any coverage, because here's the issue that I've got. Okay. Like you said, with the limited stuff, the limited resources. Okay. Well then, you know what? Show them down the stretch like you did Texas today. Like in the close, instead of just,
because I think, did Texas start on the back too?
No, they started on the front.
Well, that's
Texas
why
Texas was showing a lot. That's what I'm saying. They started Auburn on the back, and so when they go, well, their excuse is they're going to tell you, they'll go, well, those middle seeds are going to be the ones that are probably closer, so it's going to be better golf to watch. And I'm like, no, we're all there to watch the number one and number two.
Exactly.
And number three. That's what we're there to watch. We don't care that if Tiger Woods is playing when he's number one in the world, we want to see Tiger Woods. We don't want to see the Jackson. Other guys. And so. And I know we're talking about that from Auburn's, you know, fans' standpoint. But, you know, I said the same thing about the women's amateur, the ANWA that takes place at Augusta National. They do the same thing. They don't really show anything until 9 on during the women's national, during the ANWA. And I was like, what are we doing? The cameras are already there. Just show a wide shot. Just give us an opportunity to see golf. I don't think that they understand that we, as consumers, we don't need the fancy fade in, fade out, shot. Just let us watch golf. Like, I'm okay with that. Kyle and I have talked about it before, where we're like, look, if you just want to turn the cameras on and not even have announcers, fine, do that. As long as we can just see the golf and see what the guys are doing. People who follow the sport, we can keep up with it. We don't need you telling us what's going on. And besides, if they're already in the truck, they can just throw the graphic up and tell us what's going on. Because that was another problem that I had, Kyle. I had to keep going back to the Auburn Golf Twitter account to see where we stood score-wise, because they never recapped what was going on around the course.
No.
Like, or like, that the clipped, like nobody knew.
Yeah, the clipped live scoreboard's good too, but even it's like super delayed. Yeah. You know what I mean? So whatever, man. We're going to go by the time you're listening to this, we're going to be already teed off, and hopefully they can take down Oklahoma State, and then we'll have a fun final. It'd be between – so it'd be Auburn. If they advance, you'd play the winner of UCLA and Arizona. So maybe my podcast error will come true, and we'll get to play UCLA, the number 30 team in the country who just took down Texas.
2 days later than Kyle said it would. Or no, 1 day later than Kyle said it would.
Ben, you got anything else?
No, I got my rant out. We got our rant out of the way about the – what is that? Yeah. Oh, here we go.
We're vibing on the way out. You gotta let it speed up. I have so many people that are like, I've been like whistling and humming that song all day long. Have a great rest of your day. Let's go win a golf national championship. Maybe we'll get another commit tonight.
You need to shoot that to me, so that way every time I walk in the building, I'm going to play that on my phone.
Let's go. I had somebody ask me to send it to them so they can make it their ringtone. They say they don't even answer calls anymore.
I was going to say, who the hell has a ringtone anymore?
They don't even answer calls. They just let it
ring. Mine stays on vibrate all the time.
Y'all take it easy. We're out of here, War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.